Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today we shall be looking at the subject of seeking God's kingdom. The message of seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness is a powerful and timeless one. It reminds us that our ultimate goal in life should be to prioritize God and His will above all else, and to use our blessings and resources to further His kingdom. This message is anchored on the word of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 about seeking His kingdom first. Join us as we delve into this meaningful message and be inspired to make seeking the kingdom of God a priority in our own lives. The topic is, what do you prioritize? And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you."
Have you ever felt like there's something missing in your life? Something that would bring true happiness and fulfillment? Well, the answer to that void can be found in seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Today we will explore what it means to seek first the kingdom of God and how doing so can transform our lives. From our Bible text today in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Jesus encourages us saying, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." What does it mean to seek the kingdom of God first? It means putting God and His will above all else in our lives. It means recognizing that everything we have and all that we are comes from God, and that we are to use these blessings to further His kingdom and bring glory to His name. The kingdom of God is a central theme in the Bible and refers to God's reign and rule in the hearts of those who follow Him. It's not just a future reality, but it's also a present reality that we can experience now. In this message, we'll delve into what the kingdom of God is and how it impacts our lives. In Colossians chapter 3 verses 1-2, Paul says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." When we seek the kingdom of God first, our priorities and perspective are transformed. We begin to see the world and our lives through God's eyes, and we are able to better understand and fulfill our purpose in this life. The story of Nancy, a New York resident, is one that teaches us the importance of seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Nancy is a mother of two beautiful girls and a boy. Right from time, Nancy lived a successful life. She had a good job, a loving family, and all the material possessions she could ever want. However, despite all of these blessings, Nancy was never truly happy. She felt like there was something missing in her life and that she was never fully fulfilled. One day, Nancy listened to a message where a pastor talked about the importance of seeking the kingdom of God first and His righteousness. The pastor quoted Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you." These words struck a chord in Nancy's heart. She began to reflect on the message through the week and she realized that what she had been missing was a relationship with God. After that, Nancy decided to put God first in her life and to seek His kingdom and righteousness above all else. Nancy's life changed dramatically as she grew closer to God. She discovered a sense of peace and joy that she had never experienced before. She found purpose and meaning in serving God and furthering His kingdom. And even though she still faced challenges and difficulties, she was able to face them with a new perspective and a deeper faith in God. As Nancy reflected on her journey, she was reminded of the words of Paul in Colossians chapter 3 verses 1-2, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Nancy realized that seeking the kingdom of God first and His righteousness was not just about getting more blessings, but about living a life that is centered on God and His will. Nancy shared her experience in a talk show on the radio, acknowledging how putting God first in her life had transformed her and given her a sense of purpose and fulfillment. She said, "My life changed totally after listening to the message. I found myself consumed with the thought of how to fill the void in my life. And there was a new hunger for God and of giving my time and resources to His desires. I began taking an hour out every day to preach in the neighborhood and invested my resources in helping the less privileged. Today, my life is much more peaceful and I experience tremendous blessings in different areas of my life." Nancy's story is a testament to the importance of seeking the kingdom of God first and His righteousness. When we put God first in our lives, everything else falls into place and we are able to experience true peace, joy, and fulfillment. This is a call to action for each of us today to examine our own lives and ask ourselves if we are truly seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness first. Today, take some time to reflect on these questions and ask yourself, am I putting God and His will above other things, or am I allowing other things to take priority in my life? 2. How am I using the blessings of God in my life? Am I using it to further His kingdom, or am I solely focused on my desires and interests? As you go today, make a conscious effort to seek the kingdom of God first in all that you do. May you trust in His wisdom and guidance, and may you use the blessings He has given you to further His kingdom and bring glory to His name in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank You for Your love and care for our lives. We exalt You because You have plans for our lives. Thank You for this inspired word about seeking Your kingdom first and the assurance that our lives will experience exceeding joy, peace and blessings as we put Your desire first in our lives. Help us today to put Your will first in all we do and to rest solely on Your care and strength. Grant us the grace to follow You wholeheartedly and to be a positive example in our world. As we go today, we seek Your guidance and grace to put You first in everything we do. Bless us this day and give us peace beyond human understanding. We pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 10, chapter 11 and chapter 12. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 26 verse 1 to 19. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.